You know, they played a great game. You know, Maureen does a great job in game planning. And, you know, we made some adjustments. I thought we had some good quarters and some good, you know, moments throughout the game. It just wasn't consistent enough on the offensive side. You know, I think we just have to look back at this game and learn from it and, you know, decide can we do this for a full 40 and be able to game plan and execute that for a full 40, which Holy Cross does a good job of.
Questions?
Yeah, Sam O'Hagan, WTV Sports coach. You have a winning or even record against every team in the Patriot League, and you've lost three straight times to Holy Cross. Just how your emotions, how frustrating is it to keep losing to the same team, and kind of what do they do that gives you so many issues?
I don't think it's a frustration of, like, we can't beat this team. I think, you know, we have the ability to. I think we have the talent to. Again, it's just like a lock-in and a focus on what we need to do. We typically get down in bigger deficits against them. We're able to come back and make it a close game. So, you know, I'm excited. This is to get them back at our place, I should say. This is a very hard place to play. You know, the atmosphere they create is makes it really tough. So I'm excited to get the doubleheader back at our place and have a great atmosphere that'll be, you know, in our favor.
Luke Scotch, WTV Sports. Kelsey finishes 15 points, including 4 out of 5, made three-pointers. What does her shooting mean to this team, and how much has her overall growth from last year to this season impacted this roster as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, she's one of our most improved. I would say her and Anna are our most improved players from last year, and she's playing with really great confidence. You know, to have somebody else that can stretch the floor and be a scorer on the floor when they are sagging in on Kate, you know, those sorts of things, it's crucial for us, and she's playing really consistently, game in and game out, and she's someone who you look at like, yeah, she deserves to start, but she also brings the significance of a spark off the bench. And that's been really, really great for us and something that we really need out of her.
Yeah, Coach, you guys shot 29%, and that's by far your lowest of the year. It's like 16, I think it's 15 percentage points below your average. What was kind of the issue shooting-wise? Was it a not getting good looks thing, or just shots not going down?
You know, I think, again, there were times when we executed really well. There were times when we took bad shots and we didn't take the best shot that we can get on the floor. Again, they do a great job game planning. They take away drifts. They obviously sag into the paint on Kate, you know, different sorts of things. But even shooting on that low of a percentage, it still was not an 11-point game. We fouled at the end. So if you look at that and our capability of what we are able to do, if we can execute more throughout the game than just in spurts, I think we can come out on the other end. If we can do that next time when we have them at our place, I should say.
After the 12-0 run to end the half, you guys returned with an immediate defensive intensity out of the gate. Each of Holy Cross's first four possessions ended in turnovers. And what was the conversation like at halftime that led to that particular, like, little defensive stretch?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing we talked about was they went on their run, and now we have to come out on the half and make a run ourselves. And so they were locked in on that, especially on the defensive side. We talked about, hey, we have an advantage on the offensive end somewhere because there's two or three on Kate. They're sagging off our point. Where is the advantage? And we just have to be able to read and execute off of it. So, again, it's something we're going to continue to rep in practice. And like I said before, Maureen does a good job game planning. We just have to be able to adjust and do that for more of the game, not just part of the game.
You know, you told me before the year that you guys are super pumped to play Holy Cross. Obviously, you saw the poll, the whole thing, all the emotions with it. How do you think your team kind of, you know, prepped for this game and kind of handled the moment once they got here? Obviously, it's very emotional for, you know, your seniors, your returning players, stuff like that.
Yeah, I think looking at who we returned 5. So most of the team did not experience what everyone experienced, right? With that, they're still motivated. I think this has always been a big rival for us, you know, a close neighbor of ours in state and, you know, that sort of thing. So it's always going to be a rival. But I think the 5 returners probably felt it a little bit more than the rest, just to be honest, because that rest didn't experience it. But I think now that they've played them and they can see, like, where are the ways that maybe we can beat them? Like, it is a winnable game, again, if we can execute. So I think this is a great experience. This is, again, a hard place to play. It really preps you for, you know, if they do win the regular season coming back here, it's a good prep game and how to play through some adversity. So I think, you know, there's a lot to learn and a lot to pull from this as we move forward.
Take one more question.
And did you have any more?
It's all you.
Okay, how important to your offense is the Kate and Alex PNR, and does its use, I guess, your trust in its use and its success reflect the chemistry between the two?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously, you know, the team's going to go how they go, especially with Kate, and Kate affects the game more than just offensively, but, you know, I thought they did a good job of sagging in and taking away Kate. She still ends up with a double-double, right, so she's very hard to guard, but their success is very crucial to our team's success, you know.